8 o'clock. For those of you who don't know, new schedule says it's time for the Tech Brief show. I know some of you want to listen to the music. Don't change right away. We have some interesting stuff some of you might be interested in. For example, this week there's new iPods. Nintendo announced their plan for their Wii system. And if you have any problems on computers or anything else, maybe we can help you. Remember, give the station a call at 410-455-2656. Or if you're on campus, it's extension 52656. So like I said earlier, today we're going to cover anything new in tech. That's our tech brief. That's what we're doing here. This week we have more specifically the Macworld, where they announced new iPod Nanos, the ITV, and iTunes sells movies. Nintendo announced yesterday the release date for their Wii, along with a couple sales figures for the Nintendo DS, for you people who like the DS, like me, and do not like the PSP. My name is Luis Rivera. I have in the background here Taylor Evans, and he'll talk to you once he is in that side. And remember, if you ever have any music requests while we're here, that's 410-455-2656 off campus and extension 52656 on campus. And also, UMBC is broadcasting under Part 15 of the SEC rules. If this signal is causing any unwanted interference outside the UMBC area, please contact WMBC immediately with your name and phone number at 410-455-3192. All right, let's get started. First news of the week. Earlier this week, Apple held their Macworld, where they're always known for introducing another iPod. How many are there now? 10? 15? I don't know. Anyway, this week they announced a whole new iPod Nano. It goes up to 8 gigabytes for $250, meaning those of you about to buy an iPod Nano, hold up a little bit. The prices are about to go down. Also, they announced that with the release of iTunes 7, those of you not running iTunes 7 on your computers yet, you might as well go download it. It's pretty cool now. They're letting you download movies. Their number one that I saw earlier today was Pirates of the Caribbean 2, Pirates of the Caribbean 1, but they only have Disney movies right now, so that's not a big surprise. Remember, if you call in, we're on a 5-second broadcast delay, so it's going to be a little weird if you hear your phone call a little after you say. To see the Tech Brief website, go to wmbc.umbc.edu. Check the schedule and click on Tech Brief. There you will see the show note blog where I will talk about everything, or list everything we talked about on the show. So if you missed it, you can see the notes there, and I'll see what I can do about getting an RSS up so that you can download old shows if you missed them or if you just want to listen to them again. RSS is a way for different programs, such as iTunes, to pick up new shows or news. In our case, iTunes will pick up every time an audio download is there. I'm just going to hope for a place with enough bandwidth where after 3 downloads it doesn't die. Remember, that's wmbc.umbc.edu and click on the schedule link. Or, those of you who want to go directly to it, that's tb560.blogspot.com. This is Tech Brief on WMBC AM 560, broadcasting over the net and on Comcast Channel 2, at least that's what the posters around here say. Now here's some brand new news for you guys today. Just yesterday, Nintendo announced the Wii launch date at a press conference in New York City. They announced that the Wii will be released November 19th of this year, which is probably going to be a long time before we see the PS3. Also, they announced it's going to launch at a $250 price tag, which makes it the cheapest of the three new systems, unless PS3, by the time it comes out, is only worth $100. It will be launched with what has become the Wiimote, which is the little thing that fits in the palm of your hand and via, what's speculated to be IR, reads your movements for games like Red Steel, the first-person shooter, and Metroid Prime Metroid Prime 3. Corruption, I believe it's called. Also, launched with it will be Wii Sports, about 5 games, tennis, baseball, bowling, and one or two others, which will use the Wiimote and the Nunchaku, which is also launched with the system. It's an add-on to the Wiimote, which acts like the control pad. Those of you familiar with the GameCube ought to be familiar with the control stick. I mean control stick. Most importantly, I know this is what you all are waiting for, Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess will be a launch title still. And, for those of you who don't know, they're launching it for the Wii and the GameCube, so you do not have to buy a new system to play Twilight Princess. So, count that down. What is it? It's September, so you only have till November, 2 months, and then you'll be playing a new Zelda game. Unless you're like us and just beat Ocarina of Time last night.
Correction, I, Taylor, beat Ocarina of Time several years ago. My buddy Lewis over here just beat it for the first time last night.
Yeah, but we played Master Quest, and you never played that before.
Yes, but I was the one that still beat everything except for Ganon.
No. You beat everything except for the bosses. And the only bosses you beat was, Goma and the guy in the bongo drums.
His name would be Bongo Bongo. But pretty much I still beat the entire game except a few things. Anyway, if you're like me, you're about here just as excited about the new release of Twilight Princess, and we'll probably play it for a week straight until it's actually beaten.
Yeah, but not everybody doesn't want to go to class to play the game.
I know there's fellow gamers out there just like me.
There you go. If you're listening via broadcast and you know right now you won't be in class, then don't call in, because if any of your professors are... Again, we're open to callers. If you have computer questions, I would love to help you with them. That's 410-455-2656. Even if I can't help you, I can generally point you in the right direction. Or while we're off the air, remember, UMBC does have an OIT department. I don't know their number offhand right now, but I'm sure it's on the website. Remember, WMBC is on IRC. Those of you who don't know what IRC is, go to wmbc.umbc.edu and click the chat link at the top. It'll take you right to it after you stick a nickname in. Those of you with your own IRC program, we're on the Freenode IRC server. That's freenode.net, WMBC Radio. We'd love to talk and take requests in there, too. Especially since this is a tech show and IRC is what we do. Remember, we're also taking music requests. We don't have to talk for an entire hour. Matter of fact, we don't want to. We need our voices. So if we could get some of your music requests so you guys would actually want to listen, that'd be great. Remember, that's 410-455-2656, or an IRC, the Freenode server. Number WMBC Radio. We're in there. We're listening. All right, let's see some of the top news stories on Dig.com. For those of you who don't know, Dig is a social network of people submitting news stories and then voting for them in popularity. Those who get the most votes are sent to the front page. Again, that's Dig.com, D-I-G-G. Some of the top tech stories right now are: Microsoft Zoom will not play protected Windows media files. Seems as though the copy protection is getting the best of Microsoft before they even release their MP3 player. For those of you who don't know, Microsoft Zune is supposed to be their new coming iPod killer. We'll see. Microsoft has done it before in the console bracket. They have the deep pockets to go into, but we'll see how deep Apple's pockets are at the same time. Also, for those of you who use Google's Picasa photo managing software, they've officially tucking it out of beta, which for Google is something they rarely do. Gmail has been out for like a year now, and it's still in beta form. They keep adding new stuff and keeping the beta tag. Be back with more tech news in a little bit. This is Tech Brief on Fridays at 8 at WMBC AM 560. Comcast Channel 2, or at least that's what the posters around here are saying. If you're listening on your TV, I would love to know how, because I tried it and I didn't get anything. But if you are, call in. It's 410-455-2656. WMBC is broadcasting under Part 15 of the FCC rules. If this signal is causing any unwanted interference outside the UMBC area, please contact WMBC immediately with your name and phone number at 410-455-3129. For music requests, please call 410-455-2656. Off-campus or extension 52656 on campus. This has been the FCC warning. For our listeners out there who are just listening in, so far today we've covered Apple's announcement of a new iPod Nano and Nintendo's launch media press conference. To recap, the iPod Nano has gotten a facelift. It's coming now in an 8GB format. That's the biggest one yet on the iPod Nanos. And that's being released at a $250 price tag. So if you're going to go get an iPod, remember, don't get it yet. Wait a bit. Prices are going down. Also, just yesterday, Nintendo announced the Wii will launch November 19th for $250, making it the cheapest one of the three their current gen consoles. Launching with the Wii will be Zelda Twilight Princess, which will also be a GameCube game. They're launching as two different CDs depending on what system you want it for. Remember, music requests, call us 410-455-2656. Or we're on IRC. We're on the Freenode server at #WMBC Radio. Or if you don't have an IRC program, just go to wmbc.umbc.edu. That's wmbc.umbc.edu and click the chat link at the top. If you want to see the tech brief show notes, just click on the schedule link there and look on Fridays. You'll see Tech Brief. Click us. You'll take us right. They'll take you right to the show note blog, which will be updated after the show. Hopefully, I'll be able to set this up so that old shows will be downloaded via a podcast of sorts. I can't guarantee it'll actually be on the iTunes Music Store, but it should be iTunes compatible.
We're also here to try and help with any technical difficulties, any computer problems, or anything like that. I cannot personally do it, but Lewis here is a computer nerd, and I will try and help you any way he can.
Especially for those of you in computer science who don't know how to connect to the Linux servers. If you want to know, listen in. I'll be going through it in the next 5 minutes, because that seems to be a popular problem.
Java is much better than Linux. I don't like Linux. I program in Java and Windows for the past 3 years.
Well, Java's a programming language, and Linux is an OS.
And Lewis here was kind enough to actually help me get started on Linux, and I'm actually doing pretty well in my programming class now.
All right. Some of the games that we're looking forward to. It's time for us to think about some of the games that are coming out soon that we're looking forward to. I know myself, I saw in GameStop the other day, they'll be releasing all three Devil May Cries in a pack. It's going to be around $40 for all three, according to their charts. And after playing the first one, I'm looking forward to that.
You still need to beat the first one. But anyway, for those Zelda fans out there, I cannot wait for November 19th for the new Twilight Princess to come out. Hopefully I'll actually keep my grades up, but I'm excited.
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to explain losing your scholarship because of Zelda.
It'll be a fun story for the kids someday.
We're also, talking about the Wii earlier, we're looking forward to Super Smash Bros. Brawl. We've been playing a lot of Melee and Original since we've gone here, because in our dorm room we had the N64 and the GameCube, the PlayStation 2, and the Xbox. So if you have a game question, if we played it, we'll be able to answer that question. And that's just towards the end of the game, and we haven't beaten the game yet. I'm looking forward to Brawl. I want to play Samus with the laser whip. That seems like having a long melee weapon for her. That'll be fun. How about you, Taylor?
I'm looking forward to, Metal Knight from, Kirby. For those of you who don't know, Smash Bros. Brawl is the third version, which has several new characters, Wario, Metal Knight, Samus in the Zero Suit, and Snake from Metal Gear Solid. I believe also Ico. I don't actually know, I've never actually heard of that person. But he looks extremely cool.
You mean Pit? With Pit. Kid Icarus, for you people who played on the old original Nintendo. They are, maybe this means they're going to release it, or maybe this means it's going to be on the retro gaming system of the Wii. For those of you who don't know, the Wii will be releasing a download store where you can download all old Nintendo games. Or at least first-party ones. Sega's been rumored to get in on this too, so who knows? Maybe we'll be playing a little of the old Sonic the Hedgehog. Not the newer ones. The newer ones are bad, but the old ones are good.
Nothing better than the old school.
Well, is N64 old school now?
It is in my book, but I still play it every day.
Remember, those of you who want to listen for music and you feel we're being a little bored, just send in a music request. You can call us at 410-455-2656.
Or otherwise, we're just going to keep talking about video games or new technological
Because we can rant on for a stuff. While. There's another game we're looking forward to, Halo 3. Having beaten the first one, playing through the second one, and I'm not going to say beaten because that was not an ending.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys out there, but the ending for that second one was quite upsetting. Oh, sorry, not an ending. The beginning, or shall I say the cliffhanger at the...
The commercial for Halo 3 at the end of Halo 2?
Whatever you want to call it.
Although we don't have a Xbox 360 yet, I will be looking into getting it. Or around the time that comes out, hopefully Microsoft drops the price a little bit because the Xbox 360 does have quite the price tag on it. Remember, also, we're looking for any computer problems you may have. In about 30 seconds, I'm just going to turn the music on for about a minute, then turn it back down, and I'm going to go over how to connect to the Linux servers for your computer science classes. For those of you who don't know yet, I know that's a popular problem going around. Let me just give me a minute to make sure that I have all the links open. Okay, for those of you in ComSci and don't know how to connect to the Linux boxes yet, or just need a refresher, here's what you're going to do. Go to Google and type in PuTTY. That's P-U-T-T-Y. It should be the first search result. And let me just look at the page real quick. Yeah, it's the first one, PuTTY, a free Telnet/SSH client. You want to click that link. And at the top of the page that opens, click download. Trust me on this, this is the one I use, this is the one I've been telling people to use, there's no spyware problems. If you have spyware on your computer, go ahead and call us in and I'll direct you a couple programs you can use on that. So again, on the PuTTY website, you're going to click a download at the top of the page. Scroll down the page a very little bit and you should see something in big, bold letters. You should see binaries. You don't really need to worry about what this means right now if you don't know. Then you're going to see for Windows 95, 98, ME, NT, 2000, and XP on Intel 8x86. That should be good for basically everybody there. So you're just going to download the first one. It's going to be PuTTY, and if you look to the right, you're going to see PuTTY.exe. Go ahead and click on that and download it to your desktop. That's the program you're going to use. It's what's known as an SSH client, which allows you to make a secure connection to the Linux server that the UMBC is running. And this is the server where you need to do all your C compiling. Also, now that you have it downloaded, it should be very small. It's a very small program. It shouldn't take long at all, unless you're on a bad wireless connection. you're going to run that, and you should see a gray box come out. Looks like a typical Windows box, right? And it's only going to take up a part of the middle of your screen. Look towards the top of that box, and when you see host name, you're going to type in gl.umbc.edu. Again, that is gl.umbc.edu. Underneath of that, where it says protocol, make sure you have the box by SSH ticked. If you don't have that ticked, then it may not work correctly. Again, in the hostname box, that's gl.umbc.edu. And I'll include this in the show notes. After that, you want to click open at the bottom. Nothing else should matter. You should just really click open. And if you get a message saying that this, you don't know that this is the server you're connecting to, it could be another server, or it's not going to be in those exact words, but just go ahead and click yes. It's UMBC's server. You'll be fine. The very first thing that should pop up, since you should get something that looks like a command line. Maybe some of you know DOS back in the day, or a black box with a bunch of words. It should say login as at the top. Now's where you're going to use your UMBC login. The same thing you use for my UMBC, the same thing you use when you connect to the Tsunami wireless network on campus. Just type in your login name and hit enter. Leave out the @umbc.edu. You just need the front part. After that, you should get a notice, and it'll ask you for your password. Type your password in. You will not be able to see your password, nor will you see stars like you used to. So you're just going to have to hope you get it right. If you don't, it'll ask for it again. Maybe ask you for your login name again. Probably it shouldn't, but it might. After you hit enter to that, you are logged into the GL server. Now you're in what is known as your home folder. That is kind of like, for people who are not familiar with the internet, it's kind of like your My Documents file in Windows, your home center. It's where you want to put all your C programs. And of course, now I have to go over how to make those C programs. So those of you who know, or in that computer science class, you know that C programs are generally like program.c. That's how they're made. So that's important to remember, because you need to make the file name before you make the file. In order to do that, you should have a little command that says Linux 1. Type in vi, lowercase, that's the letter V, the letter I, hit the space bar, type in helloworld.c, and then hit enter, and the screen should change to something else. It should be more blank. And once Taylor types the command in, I'll be able to show you what it looks like. Dylan Taylor, people are listening. Again, those of you just tuning in, we are going over how to connect to the Computer Science Linux servers. If you miss part of it, you can always call in and ask a question, or it will be on the show notes. To access the show notes, you go to umbc.edu, click the schedule link at the top, look at Friday, and click on Tech Brief. That's what you're listening to, Tech Brief, Fridays at 8. Okay.
Sorry that took me so long, but we're up and running now.
You should see a little flash bar where it looks like you can type in text, and for those of you who don't know what a tilde is, it's usually that button right by the escape button. It's a little squiggly line. You should see those squiggly lines there.
I just like to call it the squiggly line.
Okay, now this is what you use to type in your programs. Those of you used to Windows, you like to use your Notepad or another C compiler, you can, and you'll have to use an FTP client to connect to the server and put it on the server. If you specifically want to do that, I can walk you through that, but you're going to have to call us. Otherwise, I'm just going to assume you're using this VI editor. Again, call us at 410-455-2656. That's, or on campus, we are extension 25656. Okay, I can't read. Extension 52656. Those of you who didn't hear that, the real extension, because I was just trying to get you guys, it's 52656. Stop laughing at me, Taylor. Okay, again, you're on the VI editor. That's what this is known as. VI, opened up VI editor. It's even more simple notepad. If you want, now you want to type. You want to hit the insert button on your keyboard. Go ahead and find, let's see, he's using the laptop here. Where's the insert button on your laptop, Taylor? There it is, it's down there, okay. Insert lets you type in any text. And lets you start typing in text, because once you hit that button, the bottom of the screen should change to a dash dash insert dash dash. Go ahead and type something in. Just go ahead and do a comment. That's forward slash star. Star is what you get when you use Shift 8, by the way, in case you know it as asterisk or splat or something else. Just go. I'll type in, here's a comment, and then end the comment with a star and another forward slash. Now, we'll just pretend there's a program in here. I, right now, don't remember the basic C code. I haven't been in C for a while. Those of you in the class, just type in the way you're used to. It works the same. If you want to go to the next line, you hit enter. The only difference is you cannot hit tab to tab over. Just hit the space bar 4 to 5 times. I believe, Taylor, your teacher wanted you to hit it 4 times. Yeah, okay, he said 4 times. Now, in order to save the file, you're going to want to hit escape, and that'll take you out of the insert mode. Your program at the bottom, so go back to the name of your file, and then a little bit something after that. Now you want to go hit the colon. That's shift and the button by L. To save, after you hit the colon, type in W and hit the exclamation mark. That's above the 1, just not to leave anybody behind. This is going to save it, and that W stands for write. That's how you save. The exclamation mark, just make sure that it saves, because sometimes it'll ask you, are you sure you want to save? Put the exclamation mark there and it won't ask you. Hit enter, and you've saved. Now, if you want to quit, go back, hit the colon, and type in Q for quit. You can always, if you haven't saved and you want to quit, it's Q then exclamation mark. That'll force quit out. Also, if you just want to save and quit, you can just type in WQ exclamation mark. No spaces in between there. Again, that's after the colon. Any questions, and you want me to go over something more clearly, because I'm sure it's very possible that I went too fast or something, you want to go to 410-455-2656 off campus, or extension 52656. We're heading down to the last 10 minutes of the show. If you have any music request, we can play in the last 10 minutes, and then otherwise the DJ Tron is going to take back over for, I don't know, are we the last, we might be the last show of the day. There might be something later, but there's nothing right after us. So you'll be listening to the DJ Tron for a while. Also, just a couple of quick Linux commands. These are after you got out of VI Editor. CD and then hit space, well, is how you get from folder to folder. After the space, you type in the name of the folder you want to go to. In your home, you should see mail and stuff like that. To see what is in the folder, You type in LS, that's short for list, and it shows you everything that's in the folder. Any other specific questions, and we will be happy to answer. Oh, I can't forget how to compile. If you want to compile, type in, again, you should have a, you should be open to the command line after you quit out of VI Editor. You type in GCC space, and then type in, or you can add these, well, they're known as parameters. You guys are taking computer science. If you've taken another language before, parameters, they work the same in Linux. They're just different syntax. So you're going to type in GCC space minus wall. There is no space between the minus sign and wall has a capital W. That is the only capital letter so far. And after wall, you're going to type in minus A-N-A-I. Again, no spaces in there, and nothing is uppercase. A-N-S-I. Read wrong off of the screen. Sorry, I had this little... I had it on the screen, I just read it wrong. After that, you're going to hit space again, and you're going to type in what you saved it as. If you saved it at program.c, you type program.c in, hit enter, and it should tell you that it's been compiled. Type ls again, and you're going to see your, now you're going to see something called a .out file. In Linux, you don't have exe files. For those of you who don't know what an exe file is, it's what you usually run off of Windows. Anytime you run a program, you're running exe, short for executable. You're running a game, you're running an exe file. Linux doesn't work with those. We have it compiled to an out file. Just type in the file, whether it be program.out, and it should run. If not, if it says it doesn't know where that file is, make sure you're in the right directory, that you're in the directory where it is, and type in period, forward slash, and then program.c. That's letting it know that the file is in this folder. Again, any more questions about this, or just a quick run through again, call us at 410-455-2656 off campus, or extension 52656 on campus. We're heading down towards the end of the show. Thank you for everybody, all four of you. We saw like four different connections. I'm not sure if they were just two different people connecting twice or whatever. If you're waiting for us to get off, then we're getting off soon. This is Tech Brief at UMBC's radio station, WMBC, AM 560. This is Luis Rivera and Taylor Evans.
Thanks for messing up my name. That is Taylor Evans.
Again, we will have show notes on our website. Go to UWMBC's website. It's wmbc.umbc.edu. Click at the schedule link at the top. Look at Friday and find Tech Brief, because this is Tech Brief Radio. Click it, and you'll be at our show note blog. I'll update that sometime tonight, hopefully. If you have any comments, it's open to comments. You shouldn't have to register a blogger to do that. And hopefully I'll be able to set up a podcast live feature where old episodes will be available for download, because if everything's going according to plan, in the other room, maybe it's been broadcasting a little bit, is the recording of the show. I'm recording it on my laptop. Okay, just check with us next week, or check the show notes. This is us signing off for Friday, September 15th. See you next week.